Hello, and welcome back to Sit Podcast. My name is Maya. This is the podcast about living life spiritually. You guys, I just recorded this whole episode and then realized that it was recording through my MacBook speakers and not through my recording microphone, so it doesn't sound that good, but I don't want to record it again. So I apologize for the audio mix up there. Bear with me and yep. Okay. Enjoy. Hello, lovely souls. Welcome back to another episode of Sip Podcast. Today I'm just gonna kind of do a little casual what I'm up to, what's going on in the world of Maya and my work and my life. Just a little quick update because I feel like that's what I want to do today. So I hope you're happy. I hope you're well. I hope you're somewhere that feels cozy and nourishing for you. And I'm just going to go for it. So I have been in a deep space of figuring out what I want to do with my career, with my coaching business. If you don't know, I am a full-time spiritual life coach. So I am doing that all the time. I have my background in therapy, but I'm not working as a traditional therapist. That being said, most of my sessions with my clients are also therapy. You know, we talk about spiritual things, we talk about motivation, we talk about manifesting and careers and things like that, but we also dive into all aspects of therapy that you would normally think of, you know, the past and boundaries and trauma and triggers and belief systems and things like that. It's all woven together because we're one being, right? Like each person is one being. You can't parse apart different pieces of the healing process, of the growth process. So I am not working under licensure, and so that's why I don't call myself a therapist, because, you know, if you work under a licensing board, you are kind of stuck in certain confines, and those confines were not serving me anymore. They weren't serving my clients and what I wanted to do with my work with them, so I'm working in the wild west of coaching. If you are familiar with coaching at all, there's not a governing board. There's not like a specific requirement in order to do it. So you just have to have people that you trust and people that are in integrity. I feel comfortable doing it because I have a background in therapy. I understand the ethics of working with people. I understand my own boundaries. I understand, you know, dual relationships and things like that. And so I have that background, that training that makes me feel really secure in what I do and what I offer and how I serve. But there are some people who are just out there, you know, doing it differently, And that's cool too. But yeah, so I'm a full-time spiritual life coach. I work with individual clients and I'm always taking on more. If any of you ever want to work with me, I would love to work with anybody who feels like they would resonate with me and my work. Normally my sessions, I do like a 6-month program and a 3-month program. They're more expensive. They're not accessible to everyone, but I'm always open to, you know, figuring out what works for people. So in the past, I've kind of offered a pay what feels right option, a pay what you choose kind of option. You know, I'm extending that offer to all of you, to all of my SIP listeners, everybody who's here with me and taking the time to listen to this. If you want to work with me individually and, you know, you want to make it work for you, maybe my normal prices are out of your budget, but there's something in there that could feel good to work with, you know, for both of us, reach out. Let me know. Let's talk. Let's chat. I would love that. And so, yeah, I'm doing individual coaching. I'm doing the long programs, which I love. The 6-month program is incredible. We really get to dive into basically every aspect of your life, or of my client's life. You know, we get to explore the past, the present, and the future, you know, healing the past, getting grounded in the present and routines and things like that, and then dreaming, calling in, manifesting the future, and using all of those different frameworks, we can get into so much juicy detail. It's so fun. The 3-month program is also awesome, but of course it's half as long, so we kind of get to, you know, half as much. And a lot of times I like to focus on the past and healing that, and then getting into the present. And then, you know, normally clients want to keep going, you know, it's rare that we stop at 3 months, but they just do it in 3-month chunks for financial, you know, reasons. But then there's just so much more to go into. It's like, oh my gosh, 3 months is not enough, but it's still a good option for people. Yeah, so it's been really fun. It's been so fun to dive into that. And then a couple other things that I've been dreaming and manifesting and creating. I'm just about to wrap up my course that I've been doing. I've been doing a live 10-week course online called The Maiden Rites. And it's basically a feminine rite of passage, a feminine healing course to understand deeply the energy of the feminine, the archetypes of the feminine body, soul, essence, how to navigate through the world as an embodied female. And it's been so incredible. It's been so profound and so amazing. And I think everybody who's been in the course has really loved it. I've been getting such great feedback, and we have just such a sweet little connection and community going between everybody in the group and myself. And so we're wrapping that up. This next week will be our final week. And I'm already like dreaming of doing another round of it, probably not anytime super soon, but maybe next winter or something like that. Diving into it again, because it's been so juicy, so rewarding, so fun to just share everything that I have learned about this stuff, everything that I've learned on my journey and that I've implemented in my life. And everybody's learning something new from it, you know, doesn't matter where they are in their journey, everybody's getting something from it, and it's been really awesome. So that's been really fun. And it's also really, gosh, it's just driven home the importance of community. And, you know, of course I always know that, but I can, especially in the winter time, I can get a little isolated. I can get a little in my own head, or, you know, like, yeah, just kind of like hermit mode. And so this community has been so fundamental, so amazing. And I'm just calling in a lot more of that. So a couple ways that that's coming through is I'm going to start doing virtual moon circles again. I was doing that a few years ago in like, gosh, 2019 or 2020 maybe. And I'm going to be doing those once again, gathering for full moons and new moons. I think I'm probably going to do it like the day before the actual date of the moon, because I do them in person with a group where I live on the actual date of the moon. But having some virtual gatherings, being able to gather together and see one another and reflect and connect. And, you know, if you don't have a community in the place that you live, being able to show up every couple weeks, see the same faces, feel connected to people, talk about what's going on in your life, reflect and create intention and call in what serves you and let go what doesn't, you know, it's a great practice. A moon practice is super amazing. And of course, there's so many people that offer amazing moon rituals and things like that. If you have any in person around you, those are so great to join. And if you ever want to join them with me, I would absolutely love to be a guide for you in that process and connect with you a little bit deeper. So those are an accessible offer. Those are, you know, like an hour to an hour and a half. And at the moment I'm charging $20 for them, which I think is pretty good. Might change more or less, I don't know, but that's where we're at right now. And then, gosh, the one that I'm really excited for is I am having a retreat. I'm really excited for that. It's just a like long weekend retreat. I wanted to make it something that people didn't have to take a whole bunch of time off work from. More people could come, you know, because it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's kind of all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then we leave on Sunday. And it's going to be really beautiful. It's in eastern Vermont. And it's going to be this summer. It's June 16th through 18th. The like nature there is going to be incredible. I got the most amazing house for it. I went and saw the house, and it is freaking to die for. It's like quaint and cute and witchy and old, but still really nice. And everybody is going to have, you know, like a beautiful place to sleep, and there's a beautiful yard, and it's totally secluded from anyone else. So we just get our own space to do our own thing. It's going to be, you know, pretty friendly for whoever's coming. It's just a women's retreat. I am just doing it for women this time around, just because, you know, accommodations and things like that, that makes it a little bit easier. But if you're totally new on the spiritual path, it's fully accessible to you. We're not doing anything way too weird. But if you're also well on your way, there's going to be some fun, different offerings that I think you'll resonate with. We'll be doing some breath work, some kundalini yoga, there's going to be an optional hapa ceremony, and then just lots of, like, you know, gathering, reflecting around a fire, or doing, you know, some meditations, or lots of delicious food that's all included too, lots of gathering around food and connecting with one another. And again, just like forming a community, forming a sisterhood. I'm starting to just like really, really value sisterhood specifically, community in general, but sisterhood specifically. And online, it's awesome. It's great. It's better than nothing, that's for sure. But in person, it's very potent and very profound. And gathering with intention and all coming together is truly just like lights my soul on fire every single time. If you've never gathered with an intentional group of women before and like just held space for one another, then I invite you to my retreat for sure. I think you'd love it. But I hope that you can find something that resonates with you, where you can find a group of women that can be loving and supportive and in their highest, you know, feminine nature and holding you in yours, because it is true medicine. And as we do that for ourselves and one another, it ripples out into the world so profoundly. It really does. And then, gosh, let's see, what else? I'm also going to be doing combo ceremonies in Vermont, or like New England in general. If you're in the New England area, those have to be in person, because it's a, you know, it's an actual ceremony that you sit for and things like that. I'll do a whole episode on combo. It's basically like a peptide therapy from the secretions of a frog in the Amazon. The giant monkey tree frog in the Amazon secretes peptides that you can then utilize for emotional healing, physical healing, energetic healing. It's pretty amazing. And I'm doing my in-person training. It's been like a hybrid, partially online and partially in person. And I'm doing that at the end of April. We're doing our in-person portion. So after that, I'm going to be fully ready to administer to other people, hold space for other people. I'll be having that on my website as an offering as well later, probably in May. So if you're in New England and you're interested, let me know. That would be super fun. And then I'm going to Mexico with my best friend. I'm going to Arizona. I'm visiting Arizona again. And then we're going to Mexico together. Her and I flying from Arizona to Mexico for a few days. That's going to be super fun. We're going to be staying outside of Tulum. I've never been to Mexico, so I'm really excited about that. Really just dreamt that up and diving into it. And her and I are also exploring, you know, avenues of working together, avenues of, you know, combining our wisdom and our medicine together. She's my favorite person in the entire world. And so imagining how we can work together and how we can bring our very different ways of navigating through the world, but also, you know, very similar, how we could combine those and create some beautiful things for the world and business and in all the ways. So Mexico will be a dreaming trip for sure. Really excited about that. And then I'm just enjoying Vermont this summer. My partner and I think we're going to end our lease in the fall and then go traveling again in the winter. The winter here in Vermont was tough for me. It's a long winter. So I was like, okay, let's go do something else for this next winter, and then we'll recalibrate, see what we want to do moving forward. So I think we're going to travel in the winter, but right now I'm enjoying the groundedness of having a beautiful home in Vermont and feeling settled and connected, and it's allowing me to dream all of these offerings and invitations out into the world. So yeah, just wanted to kind of share where I'm at. Winter was a deep reflective time for me, and you know, as it is, as it should be, as it is for many people. But I'm ready to branch out. I'm ready to expand. I'm really calling in more clients. I would love to work with more people. I'm calling in more abundance. You know, those go hand in hand. And I'm excited to just keep growing. I'm excited to just keep connecting with people, to keep growing my own gifts and my own, you know, connection with myself, really. Like all my client calls and everything, it's always just such a beautiful connection to other people. And then that reflects as a beautiful connection to myself. And I love it really deeply. And I also, I'm doing a supervision group. If any of you are like someone who works similarly in a field to me and you work with individual clients, one of my longtime clients, she is starting to move into the realm of coaching, and she asked me to kind of be her mentor and to do a bit of an apprenticeship. And so that morphed into a group supervision offering. So it's going to be kind of like a hybrid, just support, supervision, mentorship. A lot of times we can be really solitary in this world of coaching or wellness or holistic healing, you know, energy healing, yoga, whatever it is. It can feel like a very solo journey. So I wanted to offer something to the healers and the helpers of the world so that we can gather together and feel connected. So if you are one of those people and you would like to be part of that group, that is also on my website. You can find everything I'm talking about on my website, which is mayarain.com. And then if you go to the little offerings tab, that's where all the things for my schedule and everything are. So this was kind of just a promo for myself episode, I guess, and whatever, no shame in the game. I am working on being more confident in sharing what I have going on in the world. And, you know, sometimes I can feel like I don't want to be like salesy. I don't want to push things on people, but, it's just what I have going on in my reality. I want to share it. And I'm not, you know, I honor a no just as much as I honor a yes with everyone, you know, that ever chooses to explore working with me. But if that's you, if you are feeling resonant or inspired, I encourage you to reach out. And I hope that whatever it is that you're growing and calling into your reality is feeling good, feeling supportive. And I send you all the best in whatever endeavors you're pursuing. Okay, that's it. That's the episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.